story of Yehuda and Tamar. Tamar is expecting from Yehuda, and she's about to be burned as a Zayna. And she sends a message, she sends a remez to Yehuda. A remez. She sends a remez to Yehuda that it's from you. She didn't want to embarrass him, Rashi says. So she sent him a message. If he'll pick it up and he'll admit it, good. If not, not. Rashi says something very unusual. Rashi says, Hakerno Bayracha. Remember your Abishtam. And don't kill three nefashas. Who are the three nefashas? Tamar, and she was expecting twins. Remember that there's an Ebishta, yeah? Interesting Zach. Rashi says it pshat, hacker, no. Recognize. Remember what? Remember that there's an Ebishta. This Rashi always troubles me. This morning I was misoir to Lubshat and this Rashi. That I never understood this Rashi. Tamar is expecting from Yehuda, and she's expecting twins. So she sends the message to Yehuda, she sends back the things that Yehuda left by her, and she says, you know, now, you have to be a barbarian to go ahead and let her get burned, besides the fact that two out of three people are your kids. Two out of the three people that are getting burned are your kids. So you have to give a whole Moshe Shmuz Hakana Baracha. Remember that there's an Abishta, yeah? And I say, she sent it the message. I'm expecting from you, and the ball game's over, finished. No. And not only that, Chazal say that because he admitted and he said, Tzotkamim, and he was Zoychet Amalchus. Yeah, Maisa, and from there came out Mashiach, and Mashiach ben David, and David and Mashiach. Basically, a story. If we would get ourselves into such a mess and they send you a message, it's your kids that are expecting, you hear? It's your kids that are being burned. Hakadarach, you have to go. In an Abishta, have Rachmanis, and he when he admitted he was Zeicha to Malchus, you hear? I ask you, you have to be a barbarian to allow such a thing to happen. But Bechlal, Shet Amori de Kazach. After, well, it's first of all shteita that, like all the Bali Musa say, we have no musik bichlal in our midas, how deep they are, and how corrupt a person could be. This story, by the way, is a mirror of us. Because when we read Azar Rashi, we say to ourselves, such a thing would never happen with me. Yehuda, I don't know. Shteita nishta say, he was zeichet to Malchus beis dovid because of this story. Yehuda ato yeducha achecha shtei in parashas Vayechid. That was his chus. So it means that we are out of touch with ourselves. The fact that we live in such a story and we say you would never do such a thing means that you don't know yourself. Yehuda was a little bit of a bigger tzaddik than us, with all due respect. Shtei thought that the tool is, no, remember that there's an Ebishta. Not remember that it's your kids. And he said, Tzotka bimani, she's right, it's me. I was concerned this morning of shouts like this. Chazal say that Leia tofsa pelech shtika. The word pelech in Hebrew really means a knitting needle. But in Chazal, it's used as a notion of the skill or the profession. Leia tofsa pelech. The profession that she did was hoidah, right? Why? What did she say? Yehuda, hapam oides Hashem. Hapam oides Hashem, right? Oides Hashem, I'm going to praise Hashem. So since she tofsa pelech hoida, since she became the professional of hoida, praising Hashem, yotza mimena bale hoida. So it came out of her people who are, for example, David HaMelech, Hoidu Hashem Kitov. Another example that came out of her Pali Haidah is Yehuda. Yehuda said, Tzotka Mimeni, Yehuda says I'm right. So obviously it looks like a printing mistake. Haidah means praise. Hapam Haidah Hashem. Haidah Hashem Kitaif, Kilam Chazdaif. That's good. But where does Yehuda fit into the picture? Tzotka Mimeni, that's called praise. He admitted. It looks like. That they connected two things which are no shakas to each other. He admitted that he did something wrong. And she praised Hashem. And the Gemara says that since she praised Hashem, came out Yehuda, who admitted he did something wrong. It's very interesting. The Lashon of Toida, in a few places in Tehillim, Kapitel Nun, Perek, Pasuk Chav Gimel, it says, Zaveach Toida Yechavdonani. Somebody brings a Toida. Now, normally a carbon Toida you bring when you have a cross of Toida, Kosh Baruch Hu. You thank Hashem, you praise Hashem. Rashi says, why is it called a Toida? Tshuva v'hoida al avoy neisov. I was moida that I did a chet. Another Pasuk over there, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Zvach le'lekim Toida. Bring a carbon Toida to Hashem. So normally it means thank you. Rashi says no. Toida means hisvada amosach. Admit you did something wrong. But the biggest mocker to this is a Rashi in Sukkot of Mem Hev Beis. Rashi says in Sukkot of Mem Hev Beis that when in the Sukkah by the Aravis, they used to say l'cha anu moedim u'l'cha anu mishapchim. Says Rashi, what does moedim mean? Toida sha'anu moedim boy v'loy kaifer. We're not kaifer of the Eibishter, we admit that he exists. Not moidim loy, moidim boy. Yeah, that's it. There's a moidik about Pachat Yitzchak. Pachat Yitzchak says that the word hoidah and the word hoidah, the sugi that we're learning now, hoidah means to admit. Hoidah means praise. Pachat Yitzchak says in Siddur, what do we say? Moidim anach l'loch. Is the Siddur here? Thank you. He says, Amor Yitakavach. He says, in Maimer Beis in Chanukah, he says, from Shemona Esrei, Moedim anachem loch sha'atu Hashem alakenu, l'dor v'dor, atu hu l'dor v'dor, noida l'cho nesapati l'sacha al chayenu. He says, at the beginning, it says, Moedim anachnu sha'ato. After it says, Noida Lecha Al Chayenu. When you want to praise somebody about something, you say Al. Noida Lecha Al, for our lives, right? What's the first thing mean? Moida Anach Lech She'ato. What do you mean? I praise you that you are. I praise you for you. She'ato means, I'm Moida to you that you are the Hashem. So when there's a Shin, you're saying, I'm Moida She'ato, I'm Moida that you're the Eibishter. When you made a praise, so that's Noida Lecha Al Chayenu. That's what Rashi says over here. Rashi says, Moedim Anachnu Lach is Anachnu Moedim Boy. V'loi Kaifer, we're not Kaifer. Moedim Gazach. Normally, Moedim Anachnu Lach, we praise Hashem. Rashi says, not like that. Rashi says, Moedim, that we're Moedim, that there's an Eibishta, that we're not Kaifer. That's Dovah Niflam Amish. State that the two things are interchangeable. So what is it? Moedim means praise, or Moedim means to admit? The answer is it means both. The Yisrael's problem is like this. A person has the ability to deny that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have the ability. It's a Dava Sheyach HaLich Baruch, like we just learned in the Sugya. You could deny that there's an Eibishta. The Lashon of admitting that there's an Eibishta, which is Mefor Shirashi in Sukkah, admitting that there's an Eibishta, admitting that I did something wrong is not something which is so pasha. Not so pasha at all. A person could deny a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the first step in Hoidah praise is Hoidah admitting. It says Rashi in Sukkah, Moedim anach l'loch she, Moedim boy, not Moedim loy. V'enim kaifer, not kaifer. Zogte Pachet Yitzchak, if you admit there's an Eibishta, then you'll already praise him. There's not a problem. So I want to say a Dovah Niflam. Leah said praise. She praised the Eibishter. To praise the Eibishter, you have to recognize the fact that he gave you something, right? Yotza mimenu bali hodo, came out, praise people. David HaMelech, hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv. Came out, Yehuda who said tzotki meni. What did Yehuda praise? Yehuda admitted that there's an Eibishter, right? He admitted, no, he didn't admit there was an Eibishter. He admitted he was wrong. He admitted something that he could ignore. That's the same thing. You can ignore the Eibishter. Is in order to praise the Eibishter, you have to admit that there's an Eibishter. So I'm not finished yet. So what does that have to do with him admitting that the baby's from him? The answer is, are you living a truthful life? Are you meshubit to the emes, or you're going to run away from the truth? From the story of Tzotki Mimeni state that Hagam, they were about to burn two of his kids, a person has the ability to run away from the truth, not to live a life of truth, not to admit the truth. Admitting the truth means that I could deny the truth, otherwise it's not called admitting. You could deny that these kids are yours. Delusional, Dimian. A guy could say, I'm Yehuda, it's pastish, I'm going to get embarrassed at the price tag of burning three people. Yeah! I had the truth is staring you in the face. A person has a mechanism of denying the truth. Zagin Chazal, Leah grabbed onto the profession called praise. Because in order to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to admit the truth that there's an Eibishter who gave it to me. And that's rooted in the ability to admit the truth when I have an argument with somebody else. Tzotki Meni, yeah? It's the same truth. I'm saying something very blunt. When you're in a dira and you're having an argument, if it happens, it happens. You're having a dira argument, a dira. You have an argument with your wife, you should never have such a thing. First, you should come out of the freezer. Then get married. And then, you should never argue. There's a few of the people who said, amen, that I didn't approve yet of going out. I won't say publicly. You know that people who can't admit that they're wrong in a personal argument have no shaykhis to the Eibishter. That's what they did for us. Leah praised the Eibishter. Chazal went down to the shoyrish. People sing, you get up and you dance, you say, Hoyd Hashem Kito. It doesn't work that way. And I'm not talking about what we spoke about another Thursday night. It doesn't work that way. You want to praise the Eibishter, you have to recognize it's the Eibishter. But the Eibishter is deniable. The Eibishter is deniable. The Eibishter is Yachal Lichpar. And if you can't face the truth in your personal life, if you can't say Tzotka Mimeni, you can't say the lady's right, you have no Sheikhas Mechal to the Eibishter. You know that? Yeah, my son there. Who said that? Chazal connected the dots of the two things and said, you have these guys saying, Apam Oides Hashem. Really? You're mevater to your wife? You're able to admit you were wrong in an argument? You can't? Then you don't live a life of emes. And if you don't live a life of emes, then you don't have shakas to Oidah. You can't admit there's an Eibishter. As they stay in Chazal. So I was thinking this morning, the Beth Pshat, Rashi says, Hakernos Boiracha, recognize that there's an Eibishter. It's the same tool. It's the same tool. The tool to admit that she's right, to admit, to be Moida, is the same tool as Hakernos Eibishter. It's the same thing, she said to him. You claim that you know the Eibishter. You could deny the Eibishter. You can ignore the Eibishter. You can detour around the Eibishter. So then use the same tool to admit that I'm right. If you can't, then you don't know the Eibish either. That's what she said to him. If you don't have Shachas Toidah, then you don't have Shachas Toidah. And she said to him, hello, your whole name is Yehuda. Hapam Oides Hashem, Hakanaz Baracha. You're a Hoidah guy. So then put your money where your mouth is and admit that you're wrong. Because that's what it's about. It's about Hoidah, it's about Hoidah. It's Moedim, that you're not a Kofer, and Moedim, that we praise. I think that's the Pashat Shat Rashi. If he's there, I want to share with you two niflatika, gewaltika, life-changing sfas emes. One is in Hanukkah, and one is in Parshas Vayechi. The Medrash says in Parshas Vayechi, look, the Medrash, why are we called Yehudim? Says the Medrash, Ato Yeducha Achecha. You admit it. Zok Medrash, a Yid is not called a Ruveni. A Yid is not called a Shimoini. A Yid is called Yehudi. Vasepes. We named after Yehuda. Zok the Helikus Vasepes, why? I'll read it inside. So why are we called after Yehuda? So you could say, the other Vasepes, we'll get to that in a second. The first Vasepes says, Ki Yehuda heichin haderech l'chol b'nei Yisrael. Yehuda prepared the path for Klal Yisrael. V'nikrim Yehudim al Shemoy. V'zekoyach hoido. Moida ala emes. Because he was moida on the truth. That's a Yid. You know what Yiddishkeit is? Yiddishkeit is about the truth. Then you can attach yourself to Emes. We're called you, not Reuven, not Shimon, not Levi. We should be called Yisachar, by the way. Is this to learn? That's very good, that's very important. But Yiddishkeit, Yidin is Emes, that you're minded what the truth is, and you're not craving the truth. That's one Tzvas Emes. The second Tzvas Emes says, why are we called? Where's my source? Where's my source? I almost lost my neshama. Is that felt? Everyone has that feeling? Yeah. Zoktis Vasemes. Why are these days halovoido? Sheyuchal kol ish Yisrael lirois ki hakol me'Hashem Yisborach. Every Yid can see that everything's from the Eibishter. Shezeh ikir avoydash ish Yisrael. That's the avoyd of a Yid to be moidit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenikri Yehudi alzeh. That's why you're called Yehudi. So Sefer says that we're called Yidin because both sides of the coin. We're called Yidin because a Yid praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Apa avoydash Hashem. And we're also called Yidin because the other Hidah of Moedal Emes, that's a Yid. A Yid is Moedal Emes, Yehuda, Tzatkum Imeni. And a Yid is also recognized everything's a Yidishah. And he praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moedal Emes, that's why Chazal were Mesakin Halal V'Hidah. Halal is saying praise for the Nes, the Yeshua, the Nisim, the Mohammeds. What's Haidah? What is Haidah? Haidah is recognizing that there's an Eibishter in the world. Why Dafka and the Yom Tov of Chanukah with the Masakan Haidah? So it's brought down all the Sfarim that Yavon is Teva. Yavon says that the world is a cause and effect. Yavon says that there's no God in the world. Yavon says there's nobody running the show. That's the Yisrael of Yavon. Everything is teva, everything is cause and effect. Is the nitzochen over Yavon, there's tens of rayas to this, which I'm not going into now because it's late. The nitzochen over Yavon is the nitzochen of recognizing Lashon Hashem is tof resh lamed beis, shiyahoras hayomim bazeh. What these days light up is, shiyuchah kol ish yisrael liras ki hakum hashem yisrael. Everything's from the Eibishter. That's the Haidah. That's the nitzochen over Yavon. Yavon says there's no Eibishter. Yavon says everything's teva. That's really the oimik of the pshat of the Alta Funkelm. The Alta Funkelm says the famous pshat on the famous Kasha Beis Yosef. Why did we light 8 days? The Nes was only 7 days. He said the Heilige Alta Funkelm that the 8th day is Keneged Teva. Once we see 7 days of Nes, so we know that every day is a Nes. Every day is a Nes. Just you don't see it because you see the Teva. But once you see a Nes, so then you know that every day is a Nes. That's the 8th day. That's Alta Funkelm said. This is not Stam Ben Mikra, because that was the whole battle with Yavon. Yavon said, I see a world, I don't see the Eibishter. I could deny the Eibishter. The Yisrael of Yavon is the Kvira in the Eibishter. And the Nitzachon HaChanukah was the Haidah. And that's why we're called Yidin.